Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this week, we're in week 7. This is the fall itero from last year. The title is Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church. I was just wondering, maybe we could read the title of week 7 together.
Amen.
Week 7.
The pattern of the Apostle Paul.
Okay, what's more? The pattern of the Apostle Paul. So praise the Lord. So I just appreciated this week. Actually, we come to this wonderful pattern, right?
Amen.
And I just really, I was reading in Greek the word for pattern. I like this word that's used. This is actually from 1 Timothy 1:16. It's actually an outline, sketch, brief, and summary exposition, right?
Amen.
And so this is used in regards to persons, right?
Yes.
Actually, and when we see this person, we see an outline, a sketch, right? Even an exposition of what? It's actually just of a person who's living Christ, right? Actually, a person who's magnifying Christ. But I wanted to read, this is 1 Timothy 1:15 and 16. So faithful is the word and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners,
Amen.
Of whom I am foremost, right? So this is Paul speaking. But because of this, I was shown mercy,
Amen.
That in me, the foremost, Jesus Christ might display all his long suffering for a pattern to those who are to believe on him unto eternal life.
Amen.
So actually Paul says actually numerous times in his writing, right? He was an example, but actually he was a pattern for the believers. Lord Jesus. And I just really appreciated this matter of pattern, just in even kind of thinking why this message is here, right? But actually I think patterns are so important to us in the church life, right? Actually we have many patterns who were set before us. And even Paul, right, actually in Philippians he wrote, right, be an imitator of me, as also I am of Christ, right?
Amen.
He was a person who was taking Christ as his pattern. But I'm just so thankful. Actually, in the church life, the Christian life is not easy, right? But we have many patterns of people who are living Christ, who have gone before us. And actually, this is really so critical. Every time I see grace, right? It's like actually for better or for worse, we are patterns, right? This is kind of yes, especially with younger believers, right? We're always showing them something, right?
Yes.
But we need to be a certain type of pattern, right? Actually, even Paul charged Timothy, right? He said, "Don't despise your youth, but be a pattern to the believers," right? And I think we'll get into this. That's the second verse from the scripture reading. But this week is really rich. Lord Jesus, it's also, there's just so many points here. So I'll just get into the outline and cover these briefly, and hopefully we can share. So maybe we can all read Roman numeral 1 together.
Paul was a pattern of the believers of living Christ, magnifying Christ, and ministering Christ as the Spirit in his Spirit for the building up of the body of Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So actually, and then this point A says the Lord appeared to Paul to appoint him as a minister and a witness, both of the things in which Paul had seen him and of the things in which he would appear to Paul. And I think actually this is brought out in the speaking and also in the message, right? Actually, Paul received a vision, right? And he was not to be just a minister and he wasn't just to tell the things that he had seen, right? But it's in which you have seen of me, right? It was the things that of Christ that he had seen in these revelations. And actually, in Revelation, when John, right, he sees all these visions, but actually when there's the speaking, whenever he turns, right, actually first he sees the Son of Man walking amidst the churches, right? And then later he sees there's the Lamb, right? And so, actually, really the content of all that we see, all that Paul saw, right, is just Christ. And I just really... I appreciated that so much. Okay, and then, so there's really so many wonderful points. Actually, so in 1 and 2, brings up, Paul lived a life that was fully dignified with the highest standard of human virtues, expressing the most excellent divine attributes, a life that resembled the one that the Lord Jesus himself had lived on the earth years before. And so, actually, Laura, Whoa, Lord Jesus. I don't know how much to get into this because it's so rich, right? Actually, we know from the Acts, from Acts, the book of Acts, and from Paul's writings, right? The things that he was speaking, actually, he lived this such a way, right? He says, I learned the secret, or in nothing be anxious, right? Actually, this was the sort of living that he had. And there's a wonderful footnote in Acts 28 that speaks when Paul is on the island of Patmos, I believe, right? And they had become shipwrecked. And they're in this terrible situation. But actually, he's just there reigning in life, right? He's one who's fully expressing Christ. Even in picking up sticks, because they had to gather sticks, right? He wasn't, the Apostle Paul. He wasn't above, picking up sticks. But in all these things, actually, and then there's the story with the snake grabbing onto him, right? But then actually there's just fully reigning in life over these situations. So there's so many points here, but in his writings, right, we see he's really one who had this sort of life. And so in B, it says, Paul took Christ as everything, as his living pattern, goal, and secret. Paul was infused with God to shine forth God in the ministry of the new covenant, which is the ministry of the Spirit, the ministry of righteousness, and the ministry of reconciliation. And then also in D, right, he was a pattern to the believers, and so he could charge Timothy to also be a pattern. And also, so in E, it says, Paul is a pattern in his being an ambassador of Christ. So there's so many really wonderful points here, right? But Christ, Paul, he didn't live by his own life, right? He said, I am crucified with Christ. He fully saw who he was, right? Who he was not, right? And he allowed the Lord to live his life through him. Actually, he was one who was constrained by the Lord's love, right? Actually, he was determined to gain the honor of being well-pleasing to the Lord. And so, actually, he's such a pattern in his being an ambassador of Christ. And finally, actually, these points are really, there's so much here, you can just see all the references, right? But actually, he was one who fully lived by the Spirit, right?
Amen.
Actually, his writings, he's walking according to the Spirit. Live by the Spirit, serving according to the Spirit, right? He had no confidence in his flesh. He was one who was fully according to the Spirit in his Spirit, right? And actually, so he was one who sowed unto the Spirit to bear the fruit of the Spirit. And then finally, actually, he was a pattern in living the body life, right? Actually, in his writings related to the body, actually, the brother brought out, actually, at the, I think, the end of Ephesians, right? He writes, I'm an ambassador in a chain, right? He doesn't speak much of his needs to the saints, but when he does, it's always at the end of the epistles. And it's just in a way that, he's not more than a brother. He doesn't not need the prayer of the saints. Actually, he really needs the prayers of the saints. Actually, this is also in so many writings, right? I live if you stand firm in the Lord, right? Or we live if you stand firm. Paul was completely a person according to the body and did everything in the body. And so actually, yeah, this is just so many rich examples of Paul being our pattern. Okay, and then I'll cover briefly because I'm pretty sure I'm already, going long. This is just the first 2 days. So maybe we can read Roman numeral 2 because there's really only two Roman numerals this week.
Amen.
The best way to shepherd people, to cherish and nourish them, is to give them a proper pattern. Paul fed his spiritual children with his own living Christ. Praise the Lord. All right, this is so sweet, right? The best way to shepherd people, to cherish and nourish them, is to give them a proper pattern. And actually, I don't know. I'm just so, the more, as Grace is growing up, I'm just, Lord Jesus. I think in the Old Testament, this is not related, but we need to be proper patterns. Actually, there's no way really to care for the young ones or the new ones with who come in except by being proper patterns. Actually, when I think of, when I was, young in the church life and just, actually, I was so impressed with the people I saw and the sort of living that they had. Right? It's just so, actually, it's so critical because that's Christ being lived out, right? That's the reality of all of these things. And I think the brothers spoke, actually, in all these messages, really the one of the main burdens was on the experience of these things, right? So if in our living we're not a pattern, right? Actually, I feel so many things, I'm so short. But we should have this aspiration to be a pattern to one another, but particularly related to our living. So I'll just read through these points. Actually, this section is really from this portion in 1 Thessalonians 2, right? There's all these different points. Actually, starting, maybe we could all read 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 3. This is on day 3, the message.
For you yourselves know, brothers, our entrance toward you, that it has not been in vain. But having suffered previously, and having been outrageously treated, even as you know in Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much struggle. For our exhortation is not out of deception, nor out of uncleanness, nor in God.
I appreciated this first word. For you yourselves know, brothers, right? Our entrance toward you. And so, actually, and then earlier in 1 Thessalonians 1, 5, right, Paul says, you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And so be here is such a sweet point, right? In the church, the most important thing is the person. The person is the way, and the person is the Lord's work. What you are is what you do, right? And so actually the apostles were patterns in caring more for life, right? They said death operates in us, but life in you, right? More than the work. And so actually in their living, right, the gospel was not just what they preached, actually, but it was what they lived, right, and the sort of example that they had. And so, Lord Jesus, yeah, maybe so in F, there's these very wonderful points, but this is mostly just bringing out the different verses. So I'll just read them briefly, right? The Apostle Paul stressed repeatedly the apostles' entrance towards the believer. This shows that their manner of life played a great role in infusing the gospel into the new converts. Right? The apostles were struggling in speaking the gospel of God to the Thessalonians in the boldness of God. The apostles were free from deception, uncleanness, and guile. Verse 3. Right? Actually, they were tested by the Lord. They were not found with flattering speech nor a pretext for covetousness. They didn't seek glory from men. Right? They didn't stand on their own authority. Even though Paul in 1 Corinthians, we know he says, right, I could have, right, it was actually right for me to ask for something, but he didn't even do that so that no one would be stumbled. Actually, in Paul, the way they lived, right, they were not a burden to anyone. Actually, I think that's really amazing. These apostles, they come, maybe that they still were making tents in the city where they were, right? But because they didn't want to really take anything from the believers. And actually, we also see their heart, right? They cherished and nourished them as mothers and fathers, actually, exhorting them and imparting their own soul. But anyway, these points are so precious. But praise the Lord for such a pattern. So I hope maybe we can all share our experience and what the Lord touched us with this week.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank
you for that opening word. That was
yes.
Very good. And I'm hoping
me being the first one, I think Esther sitting there, not next to the piano, maybe I can speak a few more extra minutes. Anyway, just kidding. Whatever you need to do, you can remind me if I'm getting too long. I have to apologize. This week is really, really crazy, hectic, to say the least. But I'm just very touched by the whole title of this idol. I'm sorry, I'm using the Chinese. My dear husband is English. Art, can you help me read the title, the book, the main heading, the very first page? 按照神对召会的经文，生活并行。You don't understand.
The very first English. We'll read this in English.
Okay.
Amen.
There's two headings. One is the entire heading, living and serving according to God's economy
concerning the church.
All right. This week, the heading is called the pattern of the Apostle Paul. I'm really touched by this word, okay, pattern. What does a pattern mean, right? For some sisters, when you make cookie, you know, you put it in that mold, mm-hmm. and that come out to be the same as that one. And, you know, I'm just thinking, last Lord's Day was the conference, and after the conference, we had the privilege of bringing this dear sister of Hosea. She was my mom's spiritual daughter when she was in college in Taichung, Taiwan. This is like 40-some years ago. So then turned out that now she served full-time with her husband in London for 30 years. And then for the past 5 years, so some of the saints know who she is. They were in Belfast, Ireland, for 5 years, and they just moved back. So they've been full-time serving in Europe for, you know, for many, many years. So to me, you know, I had a lot of fellowship because then we, you know, took her to Princeton, and then, you know, we took her out, and then she stayed at our house overnight Sunday night. So a lot of fellowship. Then I just feel, you know, like back then, you know, this is long time ago. There's no, the word may not be that, you know, we didn't have a lot of truth or speaking or teaching, you know, all those gadgets we have today, you know, laptop, the, you know, whatever we have. Back then, just, I think it's just, you go to the meeting and you see the patterns, right? It's very basic, but it worked, I think. And, you know, I think she was fellowshipping how she was shepherded by my mom, you know, my parents, you know, a lot of older saints there. So I'm asking myself, you know, I'm reading this, and so am I a pattern to somebody younger than me? You know, I mean, I think we all need to ask ourselves that question, right? So what do we do today? Why are we sitting in a meeting here today? Right, Jonathan? Why do you think you're sitting in the meeting this morning? To be a pattern, yeah, praise the Lord, right? Amen. We could be a pattern to our peers, Amen. Right? The same age, or we could be easily be a pattern to somebody Amen. Younger than us, right? Am I yes. looking around? I'm sorry, you know, I'm very, I feel, you know, my outward man is decaying, right? I have a lot of gray hair, and I don't see too many people here older than me. But, you know, praise the Lord, we always be somebody younger than us. We can always be the pattern to somebody younger than us, right? Jonathan, that answer is excellent, right? You can be a pattern to whoever that little Jacob just went to the young people meeting. So that's a question. Then the next question, am I really a pattern to them? Or just like, you know, I'm speaking the just the word, empty words, you know. And
Amen.
I think that, you know, I'm reading this message, I'm listening to the same, you know, Scott's sharing. I feel, Lord, I need to be reminded. I don't want to just blasting out all those empty words. When we leave the meeting, okay, okay, what do we get from this meeting, right? It's very precious. We come only once a week. We hear these words, we hear the saints sharing, and we got all shepherded and nourished, cherished. But I don't want to be just have those words, and I need to have a pattern. And I always remember, this is always, you know, coming back to me from time to time, Sister Caroline Wang, what's her name? Wang Jiaoming. She always say, you know, she only has one living. Your church life, your family life, your work life, she only lived one living. So I think, you know, in the past, I may have many living. Okay, in church life, I one thing, come back to the family life, you know, go back to work, you know, whatever. But Lord, what can be a pattern is we actually have one living. And what kind of living is that, Joseph, you think? What kind of that one living? If you, the Lord gives us a choice, right? You only have one living. You go to school, you be a student, you come here, you're a brother, you go home, you're a son. So what kind of living you think you want to be for that one living?
Living as a son of God.
You can what?
As a son of God.
You can...
A son of God.
A son of God. Very good. I think that's what we all hope for, right? That's what we're here for. We're not here to fulfill religious duty. Does anybody know in Catholic Church what is day? What's the date today?
Easter.
We didn't know until yesterday we went to the hospital. There's a big sign. Oh, we're closed tomorrow because Easter. I'm like, wait, what? Why is today's Easter? I always saw this April. Actually, I Googled it on the way here. Does anybody know how you determine what Easter is? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Athena.
Huh? Athena. Do you know how to determine the Easter? Why? How come last year is like maybe April? Today's one.
I don't know. Actually.
You don't know, right? It's actually turned out it's the first Sunday after the equinox. That's how it determined, right? And I guess that makes sense. If you look at, if you may notice the sun was, the moon, not the sun. You know, because there's two full moons each month. So I did notice in the past few days that the moon was really, really, really big and round. But anyway, so in the Catholic Church, they come, you know, Brother R grew up in the castle. You go to church two times a year at least, right? One is Easter, one is Christmas. But today we're not here because we're celebrating Easter. We're not. We remember his death every Lord's Day, right? And praise the Lord, he resurrected for us. So we just need to have a common living, have a life that actually expresses Christ, which I'm very, 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 very short of that. But, you know, I think it's all, Sister Yang always say, it's a present tense, 正在进行式. We are all being transformed. We are all being, you know, experienced this Christ by, you know, shepherd each other, cherish each other, and being cherished, being nourished, and not being stumbled, and not stumble other people. So I think that's important that we all need to have that goal at least, right? Otherwise, we're in vain. We'll come here every week. We could be, you know, turn around. So 30 years passed. We still come here, and we don't know why we're here every week. And I told Lord, I don't want to be coming here just fulfill my religious duty. Lord, I want to be here to enjoy you. To be cherished and to be nourished. Sorry, I probably went over.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, when we're born, right, we're born with the sinful nature, right? So that's why the sinful nature is deprived Lucifer in the heavens, right? We came to the earth, entered into human race. So we are born with this nature, right? From pride derives everything else, arrogance, you know, vanity, everything. So that's why the babies are not really proud, because, I mean, not too proud, because the babies, as they grow, pride starts growing, right? Start growing. If we accomplish something, we're more proud. We make money, get a good job, we're even more proud, right? So we're patterns of our kids, our children. When we're small, we apply the law, culture, as we hate. But then when we receive the Lord Jesus, when we're born again, you know, we really need to come to the reality that this sinful nature need to be annihilated, disappear, because we have a very strong, right? So we, in order to be a pattern, it's not us, it's Christ that lives in us. You know? It's not that we are very educated, we accomplish a lot of things in life, we are doctors, we are lawyers, we are this. The lawyers are the most proud, actually. And so that's a pattern I see from Ronnie John. He's a humble, one of the lawyers that I know that is a humble lawyer. I met a lot of lawyers, but that's one thing I like about him. I know he's not going to be more proud for this. But anyway, so we have patterns here. I would say Brother Joe is my pattern. He's a pattern. I mean, I know he's not going to be feel proud, but I feel he's a pattern for me. I see it. I seen it because he loves the church. We have Watch My Knee, a brother who really gave his life for the church. Paul, many, right? Many brothers in the churches, right? But I want to talk about Thursday, right? We talk about testing. Talk about testing. See, sister was testing us. We've been tested every day, right, in our life, especially young people. I think Brother John and me, we've been tested so many times already, right, that we can say, Lord, forgive us, thank you, you know, for this testing. But it says here, I think Brother Lee says, Thursday, he says, I would encourage the young people not to have confidence in themselves, for they have not yet been tested. I have the assurance that God will use the young people, but God using them will come after his testing of them. God cannot entrust anything to us until we have the proofness that comes from his testing. God entrusting us is based on our approvedness. But we cannot approve ourselves. Only after God has tested us will he grant us approval. Then he will entrust something to us and begin to use us. Amen. So, brothers, don't get discouraged, young people. You're going to be tested. You know? The more you get tested, the more we grow up, and the more we hate our pride. The more we hate our, trust me. I was very proud. I'm still proud, but not as much as I was. But, you know, this pride is going to stay with us for the rest of our, until the day we die. You know? But we need to ask the Lord for mercy. Amen. Mercy. And say thank you every time he tests us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Because every time you test me, I can see your face more. Yeah. You know? Every time we test him, we can see him more face to face. You know? Because all the suffering, trials, mountains, you're going to go through all of this. We're all going to go through all of this. The more we go through all these mountains, the more we hate our pride, the more we love the brothers, the more we have no problem with anybody. We will love our classmates, co-workers, neighbors, that they are mean sometimes with us. I have some mean neighbors. Some neighbors that are really, you know, they're kind of mean, but we pray for them. I said, one day I was saying, Lord, why don't you send another family so they can move out with them, you know, because they're renting. Send somebody, another family, so, you know, they are open for you. Then I told my wife, no, we should actually pray for them so they can come to the Lord. You see, we don't want to get rid of the testing just like that. We want to be a pattern to them. So they can one day come to the Lord, to our house. Amen.
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 When the Paul asked the first question to the Lord after the Tamasa, we know that question. I said, who are you, Lord?
Amen.
And the Lord said, I'm Jesus,
amen,
whom you persecute.
Amen.
Continue, very important. Acts chapter 26, verse 16.
Amen.
But rise up, Lord told him, rise up,
amen,
stand on your feet,
amen,
for I have appeared to you,
amen,
for this purpose. That's a parallel sentence that continue the next one. To appoint you as a minister.
Amen.
First, as minister.
Yes.
And a witness.
Witness, yes. Father.
Witness. Minister. Witness. Last week, the message 6 already talked, but we missed. So we come to jump to the message 7. Talk about witness. To be a good pattern.
Amen.
to be a pattern. That's a, both of sins in which you have seen me and of the sins in which I have appeared to you. Wow. Most of the time, we, our mind just concentrate the sins. But in the just God mentioned about the full know, you really present that God didn't want us to know the most of the sins. That sins doesn't matter. It's a concern of people. The person is appear to you.
Amen.
Okay, 17. Delivering you from the people and from the Gentile to whom I send you.
Amen.
18. To open their eye, to turn them from the darkness to the light, and from the authority of the Satan to God, that they might receive forgiveness of the sin and the inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. Last one. Okay. Because they all in the outline. I just read for you because maybe you don't have time. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
Amen.
Paul, you see the day one, he tells us in the first Timothy, he tells us chapter 1, 16, tells us how God picked him up to be a pattern.
Amen.
Remember the day one the verse? That's a very important verse. Maybe we can read together. Okay, day one verse. 1 Timothy chapter 1, 16. What did you say? But because of this, I will show mercy that in me, the foremost, Jesus Christ might display all his long suffering for a pattern
to those who are to believe on him unto eternal life.
Amen. Paul tells us he's a pattern, but not only he. He tells Timothy this. 1 Timothy also talk to the Timothy. Don't let the people despise you are the youth. You are the young man.
Amen.
But everything in the world in love be a pattern.
Amen.
He wants a young Timothy become the pattern. Not only alone Timothy, he wants the whole church. Thessalonian church.
Amen.
When he mentioned the church should be a pattern. How long he stayed in the Thessalonians? He stayed in Thessalonian church only 1 month. Only 1 month, then Paul left. Now after 1 year, then come those babies just 1 year before, right? The church, you know? But he tell them, you gotta be the pattern. Wow. So don't say, I'm too young to be the pattern. Paul tell the young beginning, say, wow, you gotta be the pattern. Amen.
Amen.
I go with God. I think he's a good pattern for
friends.
Amen. I cannot believe that this is the pattern for the Rogers alumni, right? Amen.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
This week, I think the message encourages us for us to become a patron. And Lord, the message here shows the highest standard of the patron, that is Paul himself, that is God-man. A God-man is patron for us.
Amen.
And encourages us to become his imitator. Imitator, not the outward imitations, but it's inwardly we are imitating Christ, imitating Paul. Praise the Lord. And from the last message during conference, I was, day one mentions that, how do we know God has appeared to us? When we read the Bible, we have seen Christ, not only read the black and white. How do we know that we have seen Christ when we are reading the Bibles? And Brother Ricky gave three examples. When Job seen Christ, what happened? No more self-righteousness. He was initially very self-righteous. He gained Christ because seeing Christ. We do not know if we are really expressing Christ, but somebody else will know us that we have seen Christ. Why? Because we have no more self-righteousness. And secondly, is mentioned about Moses. Moses, when he was in Mount Sinai, he has seen Christ. What happened? He reflecting God's glory. He doesn't know. He didn't know at that time, right? Paul, Moses didn't know that he was expressing Christ. But the shining, all the people of Israelite knew his face was shining. Oh, praise the Lord. The third one was Paul. Is that right? The first one, Paul, when he was in Damascus. What happened, brothers and sisters? He saw the body. He saw the body. Not because God only sent Ananias. Very small. Nobody knows about him. Ananias. And he saw the body. And also, when we read the Bible and we've seen Christ, it's just like Stephen's. Remember during his persecution? He endured the persecution. He was stoned to death. But he's still glorifying Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus, when we see Christ in our reading, it's just like the two disciples who went to Emmaus. Remember, brothers and sisters? He left Jerusalem. He left Jerusalem, but when he saw Jesus, he went back to the congregations. Amen. He went back to the church life. Oh, Lord Jesus. This is very touching. When we read the Bible, when we see Christ, so we will become a pattern. But if we have not seen Christ in our life, we got defined attribute is not imparted into us. So to become a pattern, we need to see Christ. So we gain Christ. Christ imparting into us. Christ growing us. So we can become the pattern. After that, we will become the shepherd. Amen. The person who can minister Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, Steve, I've been in the church life a very long time. I came into church life when Brother Lee was sharing, started his training. And the Lord called me out of when I was a student. And I have to say, in the church life, I have many patterns. You know, physical patterns. Brother Lee is my pattern. I just, even now he is gone, he's been gone for many years now, I just remember what he shares and I just follow his pattern. And even in the church life, saints, when I came in the church life in Boston, we were all students, and we were caught on campus, we were not church kids, we were caught on campus. And the saints, I touched them. They were like letters of Christ. They don't have to say anything. I just read their heart, the letters, and the ink is the Spirit of Christ. I just read their heart and their expression. They don't have to say a word. I don't even understand what they're sharing. But I just touch Christ. You know, and so every training, you know, as students, you know, we don't have much money. We just pack up our sleeping bag, take a pillow, get up on the plane, and fly to Anaheim for the training with Brother Lee. And the whole church just vacated and left to the training. I tell you things. But Apostle Paul thinks, just going to the message, Apostle Paul is such a special chosen vessel. This brother received the revelation of God's kind and wrote it in the Bible. So he is a chosen vessel. So chosen, saints, that I'm reading day two, number F. It says, Paul is our pattern by living and serving God in his regenerated spirit by the indwelling Christ, the life-giving spirit, not in his soul, by the power and ability of the soul. He was a spiritual man who sowed unto the spirit to bear the fruit of the spirit. And after the December training, the Lord spoke and the brothers shared, the Blending brothers shared, to encourage us to read 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians and compare the two. So I did. I started diligently reading 1 Corinthians and then followed 2 Corinthians. And I tell you, saints, in Christianity, Christians today, Apostle Paul, this is not my words, this is his words in the Bible written in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He says there are three types of Christians. There are Christians who live by the Spirit, are spiritual people. There are Christians who live by the soul, are the soulish Christians, soulish men. He refers to them. And their third is fleshly Christians who live by the flesh. He says this in 1 Corinthians chapter. You go read those verses. It's 13. Let me read these three verses. It says, which things also we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, capital S, interpreting things with spiritual words. Then he goes on, 14, but a soulish man, he's referring to Christians, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And he is not able to know them because they are discerned spiritually. But the spiritual man, verse 15, the spiritual man. So you have the soulish man, you have the spiritual man. The spiritual man discerns all things, but he himself is discerned by no one. And then in the second chapter, chapter 3, talks about fleshly man. Okay, so there are three types of Christian saints. So we have to decide, what are we going to be? And he says here, again, chapter 3, verse 1, I, brothers, was not able to speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to fleshly, as to infants in Christ. And then he goes on, but you are still fleshly. For if there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly? And do you walk according to the manner of men? So saints, this is underlying everything, saints. There are three types of Christians. There are spiritual Christians, the soulish who live by the soul, and Christians who are even fleshly. And so they are the ones who are full of jealousy and strife. And he's talking to the Christians, the saints in the church in Corinth. For there is jealousy and strife among you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
This week I thought it was terrible because it talks about the pattern of the Apostle Paul. But we all know that the Apostle Paul was a great pattern.
Amen.
You know, he was a terrible pattern. And by that, you know, he was the greatest of all the Pharisees, right? And the Lord took him out of that. they made him the greatest apostle of the Lord, right? First he was persecuting the Christians, and now all of a sudden it was an about face. And so, you know, his zeal, he was that kind of a man full of zeal. So his zeal was for the law, right? And then the Lord turned it that his zeal was for the Lord. And so I was considering, you know, the Bible, there's so many examples in the Bible of godly men and, you know, what about us? What about me? You know, so, you know, I read all that stuff and that's great and wonderful, but it doesn't really mean anything to me because I'm not the Apostle Paul. And I just can't be the Apostle Paul just by reading about the Apostle Paul. So it doesn't matter how many times I read that message. I really didn't like it because I don't have anything of the Apostle Paul other than Christ. You know, he said, to me, less than the least of all things, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. The Lord took him. He gave him a blinding vision. And he was, it says that he was with the Lord for a lot of years, right? And then the Lord infused his person into him. And he was able to be that kind of a person because his life was a life in the Lord. He was submerged. He was submerged in Christ. And so it was that infusion, it was that submersion that made him that pattern. And so none of us can fabricate that pattern. And we cannot imitate the planet. We read about the Lord Jesus. You know, last night I was reading in Luke about the Lord going to the cross and, you know, Peter saying this and saying that. Eventually, you know, he says, no, Lord, no this. And the Lord said, before the rooster crows three times, you will have denied me three times. So even though, you know, he was zealous for the Lord, he wasn't constituted with him and he denied the Lord. You know, and then, you know, after he resurrected, he came back and he showed them his wounds, right? And they thought they seen a ghost, you know. And so this was, you know, so being constituted with the Lord and being a pattern is something that comes out of the infusion of Christ within us. And so I was considered, you know, it's in the Word, right, the Word of God. That's living and operative and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing unto the dividing of soul and spirit and bones and marrow. You know, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Yes. It is the Word of God that pierces through not just other people. The sword is really this way, you know, to discern my thoughts and my intentions. You know, watch me. He died in a prison cell.
Yes.
That was his constitution. He was able to, at the very end, say, I have kept my joy. I mean, how many of us can say that, you know? And the Lord, and Paul wrote his best epistles in the prison, Philippians. He was in jail. Yes. And so, my feeling is that, we really need to just get into the Word and let the Word saturate us, that we can eventually be that example. You know, my daughter, you know, once said to me, oh, Mom, you know, I don't want to go there. I mean, you know, those people, I don't want to go there. They're all false. You know, they all talk all these great things, but they don't live it. They just don't live it. You know, when I went to Bridgeport, Connecticut, you know, and I was seeking the Lord before I came to the Lord's recovery. And these people, they danced and they sang and they had these wonderful meetings and wow, I was so captivated by them. And then I went to their home and they were fighting and bickering and oh my God, I never saw some. And I said, wait a minute, I'm out of here. So that actually caused me to leave, you know, really make me discontent with Christianity. You know, it was the example and the living of the saints and the Lord's Word. When I went to that place in Vieques off of Puerto Rico, and these sisters were at 5 in the morning calling on the name of the Lord. At 5 in the morning, they were whispering, oh, Jesus. and they're living captive. I came to the Lord's recovery then because I saw the pattern. It was their pattern that really brought me in. And I had been to all these retreats, and I said, oh, forget those retreats. You know, all those women, they talk about is, you know, all kinds of stuff. But in this retreat, you know, so that pattern, you know, really gained me.
Amen.
And the pattern has kept me, you know.
Amen.
Not that I'm that pattern, but, you know, sometimes, you know, that it is in the Lord's infusion that we are
Amen.
That pattern.
Amen.
And it is the pattern that brings others to Christ.
Amen.
And,
you know,
and keeps us in the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Very touched, Sister Virginia Shear. That's the book, you know, the Roman number 2:5-6 mentioned about the apostle did not seek glory from men. Point 6, the apostle did not stand on their own authority and the dignity and the apostle of Christ. The apostle cherish and the believers and yearn over them as a nursing mother and would cherish and yearn over her own children.
Amen.
2004, I was in the Shanghai. That time, I was 50 years. Why that meaning? Because the watchman Nee was 50. He was a 50 years old when he catched the train to preach gospel in the northeast. Then the national security locked him from Shanghai. They put him in the basket bridge at jail for around the first time is 50 years. After the 22 years, he was released. Now they didn't release him, put him to death. All from 50 years to 22 years spent in the jail everywhere. So, but he's our pattern.
Amen.
He's our pattern.
Amen.
You know, I still remember what he used St. Augustine, that's at him. Let me, Lord, not be respected. Let me serve and not be rewarded. Let me labor and not be remembered. Let me suffer and not be regarded. Amen. We have a good pattern.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I was very touched by this week's message, I think that you know, like in Acts chapter 1, the Lord said that you shall be my witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the message the brother said that have you thought about Acts chapter 28. Actually, I don't think I had the clue before why it had that many details. I think Scott shared about this, and this morning on the way here, I was sharing with Kyle, you know, like about Paul's four journeys, right? And this was the, I believe, this was probably the last journey. And then, you know, it talked about a lot of details. To me, it was like, this is not a good ending, because usually the ending is that broad, you know, and great and whatever. But this time, I think this message really shows us that Paul as a person, not as a worker. And I do feel that this is such a great pattern. And if we look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, actually before verse 15, what did Paul say? Paul actually talk about his own experience. Like before, you know, yes, he was a great Pharisee, right? But he was also, you know, offended God, right? He did a lot of things. And I feel that, you know, as a person, as a sinner, if he did not repent, he would not have this kind of, experience. So when I thought about pattern this week, I was thinking that, what is his pattern? Actually, his pattern to me, I think it was verse 12 to verse 15 when he talked about his own experience. He was a great sinner, but God was the great savior. And he turned to God. God shined in him. And I think for us, that is also, you know, the same. I think some of you know that 2 weeks ago, I was pretty sick. I was actually sick for 8 days. And you know, actually, the first day, it was pretty, pretty bad. I thought I was dying. And you know what I did? I say sorry to Kyle. And then Kyle was like, what did you do? Why do you want to, you know, say sorry to me? Because that day, he brought something back for me to eat, and I thought I almost died. But then I feel that, you know, sometimes when I say sorry, it's actually not because something I did wrong. It's actually the Lord shows me that my person is not correct. You know, it's just like even outwardly, you know, I have not done anything wrong. But I just feel that my person is not right. It's like, you know, yes, I probably did not say bad things to him. I probably did not do this, do that. But inwardly,
kind of peace.
I just don't feel right. And then, you know, like so often, I think especially for those of us, we act very quickly. You know, it's very hard for us to say sorry. Trust me. Because I feel that, you know, sometimes it's just like not easy. But, you know, like when I get older and older, I kind of think that I'm afraid that one day I probably will just, you know, gone, and I don't have opportunity to say sorry to someone. And actually, you know, that kind of sense, that kind of feeling comes back and back again. So now, you know, like even yesterday, you know, when we were in the kitchen, we were cooking, and then young people's meeting, and I was like, you know, even during the meeting or after the meeting, you know, just one sentence, was it just a little thing, I feel that, oh, you know, I was offended. And I shared with Kyle. But then this morning, the more reminded me again, you know, we really need to turn to him. Otherwise, you know, in us, we have a lot of negative things. Kyle knows about this. But then I really hope that, you know, we can move on together. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Paul in Ephesians 3:17, he says, "Be imitators together of me, brothers and sisters, and observe those who thus walk, even as you have us as a pattern." This verse oftentimes encouraged me how to learn and gain Christ from others around me. No matter how old we are today, we are all patterns.
Amen.
It matters a good one or not that proper. Right? But whenever I see in my church life, Sister Irene mentioned so many years, this is my 30th year. Amazing, right? But
amen.
Oftentimes, to be honest, we will enter into a stage that we don't know how to move on. And there's some, all kinds of feelings, you know, like the cooking seasons, you know, in the show. We experience. That's our life. It's real. But how Paul lived, he's living, you know, as a pattern, and he's serving to us as a pattern. He himself even dared to say, you know, learn from him as a pattern.
Amen.
So today, there are many times I see the saints, you know, no matter they are seniors or older than me or younger ones, the way they live or they deal, they handle their, you know, something happening in their life. I was amazed. I said, they have, there must be something different that I don't have, and they do. What is that? They see God. They must see God. They see something so they can move on in this way, to, you know, fight or to, live, still in the church life and live and serve. So, because of my service, it's the Lord's mercy, so I have chance to, you know, to meet with some, you know, saints. They are full of experience and life in their living. They don't need to tell me what to do, but by seeing them and how they live, only a period of time, maybe, you know, hospitality, for example, you know, they only stay in our house one night or two. Mm-hmm. I can tell there's something in them, you know, so attractive to me.
Amen. Amen.
What is that? They see God.
Amen.
In day one, there are like 17 times mentioned about appear, mm-hmm. and 10 times mentioned about see. God appears, it's God. Amen. But if whether or not we see him or not, it's us.
Right.
We have to cooperate with that.
Amen.
So, and the past conference, of, you know, the last on Lord's Day, Brother Ed Marks keep mentioning, emphasize, bring this home. What is that? The face of our God is our
Amen.
Treasure.
Right.
We have to see that.
Amen.
Not every day, but Lord, if not every moment, but at least a day or a week. That's my Amen. Seeking, and just make it. Oh Lord, we are still on the way, but we have a heart, or turn our heart, that's the, you know, take away the view, you know, we can see him. There are so many things block us to seeing our God.
Amen.
He appears every day to us, but Lord, bring me to see you.
Amen.
If I see you, I can live in a proper way.
Amen.
I can learn the patterns from so many apostles or the saints around us. Make a very short testimony. Dee is not here today. He's a very good storyteller. In our children's meeting, he sometimes tells stories. He has actions, right? There's one time he tells a story about a rich man and a poor man who love the Lord, but the rich man doesn't. And he put his the storybook on the ground because all the children are, you know, laying on the ground. He said, you know, and Blossom was far away. She just ran to the book, and she was just a year old. And she did the same thing, exactly what her dad did. So, which means the pattern matters, right? And Joshua, the past weekend, they went to, with all the their seven brothers from Seattle, they went to Alaska to, you know, have a weekend trip. But I was asking him, what's the highlight? He said, meeting with the saints. I said, did you see Brother Sergio's daughter? I said, what's her name? I said, oh, no, probably not the same home meeting. What he said amazed him is there are seven saints, seven brothers and sisters, but they fully function.
Amen.
So how can they function in this way? Which, you know, like encourage and nourish all the seven brothers. When they go back to Seattle, they will practice, you know, the same way, you know, how to gain Christ. Our purpose, our goal is gain Christ for the church, for his economy.
Amen.
For the body to be built up.
Amen. Amen.
And praise the Lord. Anyone else?
Amen.
Amen. Precious, all the saints sharing, and follow Sister Yen that, you know, from last week, Brother Ed Marks, this burden is that we need to see the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Once we see the face of Jesus Christ, what happened? You know, there's a hymn, I think it's 437, it's till I looked that melted Peter, mm-hmm. till the face that Stephen saw, till that heart that wept with Mary, can alone with idols draw.
Amen.
You know, this week I also, many saints they already brought out that how we can become the pattern just like Paul. And if we just like Virginia assured that if we just read all these great points or verses in the Bible, we cannot become this pattern, right? This is just black and white letters and just some stories from, you know, from Paul or from even from the Lord Jesus. But this week, Word Revival showed us a secret. Is we need his appearing. we need the Lord to appear to us. We need to see that face of Jesus Christ. Some sense brought out that Acts 26:16, right? The Lord Jesus appeared to our brother Paul on the way, his way to Damascus, right? He says, I have appeared to you for this purpose. There's a purpose for the Lord's appearing. It's to appoint you as a minister and a witness. And I appreciate that we are not only being appointed as a minister of Christ, but also the witness of Christ. And actually, this is very important because we minister while we saw, while we witness, right? And, you know, in the message, Brother Ricky, he also used an illustration that's really good. It's when we see the cup, we not only see the cup outside, we see the water within. And when we minister the cup to others, it's not merely just minister the cup. Actually, it's the water within, right? Mm-hmm. So when we minister the word, even preach the gospel to others, we are not just merely present our word, like black and white word, to others, the truth. Indeed, the truth is important, but we also need to minister the Christ within even the gospel or the outlines or, you know, everything. We need to minister the Christ within. And also, whenever, when we see the face of Christ, Jesus Christ, the divine life infused into us. So we are not only minister the our, like knowledge, we are also minister the life to others. So I appreciate that. This week I also considering, even right now, and it's what I spoke really match my living, and all these are the different way of living. No, this is a pattern of Apostle Paul. He spoke what he was, right? All the parents in the Bible, they taught what they were. And they're living out, they're serving. This is our pattern. So I would so appreciate that we really need to learn this secret to have his appearing and to see his face, to receive the divine infusing into us so that we can have this kind of living. We live out this Christ who died for us, who resurrected and then infused into us. This is the pattern and this is the secret. And also some sense brought out that, you know, there's a test, right, in our Christian walk. And, you know, and the verses in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul says that, but having suffered previously, having been outrageously treated, even as you know in Philippi. You know, this brother Ed also mentioned that in Acts, I think it's 26, you know, we all know the story that Apostle Paul and his companion, they were going to go another way, but the Holy Spirit stopped them and led them to Macedonia, right? But eventually what happened? They were thrown into a prison, and then they were in a very bad situation. And Brother Ed, he said that if he were his Paul's companion, he probably would just murmuring or, you know, just complain that, Paul, your vision might not be right? You must be wrong. Otherwise, you won't be there in the prison. But, you know, Paul, his response is he just rejoiced in the Lord and even preached the gospel to the guard of the prison. And eventually, the guard, they all are saved and praise the Lord. You know, this is a great example that, you know, he passed, the God approved him after all these tests. And, you know, in the morning revival, he also says that the test is not for the Lord's information to know who we are, because he already knew, right? Rather, it's for our information to know who we are. And we are just sinners, and we are lacking, and we need to see, we need his divine life, and we need to depend on this life. So another pattern from our Apostle Paul is he always depends on this divine life. He depends on another, not his natural life. And his living just is a fully expressed this his depending on another life. You know, my personal experience was, you know, sometimes when my wife and I went into some situation, sometimes she might ask me to, David, tell me everything will be fine, right? You know, I could like outwardly say, yeah, everything will be fine, but inwardly, am I really believe that everything will be fine? Also, the example from Apostle Paul, like when Paul there was the way to, I forgot where they were going to, but the ship is going to sink. But every other brothers on the boat, they were just very afraid and nervous, but he could say that, cheer up, man, right? Because he saw Jesus Christ, the Christ of Jesus, the face of Jesus Christ is with him. The peace of God is with them. So that this really reminds me that whenever I will believe, everything will be fine. It's not depends on my confidence. It's I believe the peace of God is inside of me, and I'm in the Lord's presence, so that everything will be fine because of the Lord. So I'll conclude in this way. Pray that we are a group of people that were eager to see His presence, to eager to His appearing, to see the face of Jesus Christ, so that we will be the one who can depend on His divine life, and we will spontaneously live out this kind of living that can really match all the human virtues written in the Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe you can end with some short prayers.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Lord, make us your witness to your spirit.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord, that you are the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Lord, thank you we can come to you this week again.
Amen.
Tell me that we love you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, bring all those who went astray to you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, bring them from darkness to light.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for all those ones that still haven't seen your face.
Amen.
Lord, we don't judge them or criticize them.
Amen.
Lord, we want to love them with your love.
Amen.
Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus. For your word.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Lord, you cause us to be patterns.
Amen.
Lord, who would really live and magnify you.
Amen.
Lord, even, Lord, came this in each one of us.
Amen.
Lord, just pour out in our living this week.
Amen.
Lord, really want you to have such a way in us.
Amen.
Lord, really cause us to, Lord, to see you again and again.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your mercy and grace.
Amen.
You still give us time.
Amen.
To learn to see Christ.
Amen.
In the things Christ. That are revealed to us.
Amen.
Lord, we want to see you.
Amen.
We seek your presence, Lord.
Amen.
Bless all the dear saints this week.
Amen.
We can at least see you one time.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.